Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. This is Chris Meadows, your host. Thank you for tuning in today. I would like to get right to it, but before I do, let me tell you about our sponsor. Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International Incorporated. At Harvest Girls International Incorporated, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. Visit our website at www.harvestgirls.com. Well, thank you for tuning in today. Want to get right to it? We're going to take about 15 minutes to get to this. I just want to empower your soul today, and I want to talk to you about in the middle of it, whatever your it is. Sometimes you get stuck in the middle of something. Sometimes you're halfway there, and that can sometimes be discouraging. Nothing says discouragement like, I've come a long way, but I've got a long way to go. But you can look at that totally differently and turn that around. You see, you have far, you've come so far, and you have farther to go. But this is what you can't do. Giving up, sometimes you want that to be the reality, but you can't quit because you've come too far. And sometimes we do consider giving up when we've come through something and we're halfway there. Sometimes we can't see over the hump. You know, Wednesday is often referred to in our culture as hump day, and we feel that that's the middle of it. If we can make it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is hump day, only two more days to go. But sometimes that hump can be so tall and so high, we can't see our way over it. And sometimes we think that that Friday coming is so long, but it's only 2 days if we can just make it over the hump. So we all often tell ourselves, which is a way to empower yourself, is to say that, yes, I can make it over this hump. You got to get over the hump. No matter what the hump is in your life, you got to get over it. If you are in the middle of it, whatever your it is, that can be a place of strength, fortitude, rejuvenation, and change. You can use that hump as a stopping point or a breaking point to say, let me just take a few deep breaths. I'm almost there. I've made it so far. Now, let me not be discouraged. Let me take this in the middle of it and use that to strengthen myself, a place to rejuvenate myself, and a place to make some adjustment or some changes. The humps in life are the hardest sometimes. You know, sometimes we get started and we get going, but it's the finish that we have the toughest time with. And the humps in life that are the hardest, but sometimes they're the most rewarding when you make it to the other side of the hump. Sometimes we don't know what's on that other side. We just know if we could just get to the other side. Well, for me, here in Indianapolis, Indiana, is where Harvest Girls is located. Today is Wednesday. Today is hump day. It's the middle of the week. Now, sometimes middle of your week can be your W-E-E-K, your week, your seven-day week, or your W-E-A-K, your week, the part of you that's falling to the side, that you're losing strength. You're becoming weak in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit. Well, I often use the acronyms for HUMP, as listed, H-U-M-P, having unexpected miracles present. Again, that's H-U-M-P, HUMP, having unexpected miracles present. And then I add on to that right in the middle of the week. That's your W-E-E-K or your W-E-A-K. So I look at hump day as a way to rejuvenate, to get me started, to get me going again, to revamp or rev up my engine again. Halfway there, it sometimes can make you a little weary, and you don't know if you can make it. But believing that you can, hoping that you can, is a choice. It really is. It really is a choice. A choice is the starting point to everything that we do in life. You know, by changing our attitudes, we change our lives. If you want a positive attitude, you're going to need to be committed enough to work at it. You have to make a choice. Once you've determined what has been holding you back or what is stopping you from getting over the hump, it's time to look ahead and analyze where you want to go. Now, I might get over the hump, but what am I going to do once I get over there? Well, understanding the importance of living your life with purpose and passion, having a personal vision is critical to achieving your success. We have a choice. So the first thing to get over the hump is we got to choose. Got to choose to get over it. We have a choice. We can concentrate on problems, the hump, getting over the hump, or the solution is actually getting over the hump. How to is what we focus on many times more than just making a choice to get it done. We also like to think that our attitudes are affected by what people do and say to us, but in reality, it is what we say to ourselves that has the greatest influence on how we present ourselves to the world. In other words, what story are you telling yourself about you? The loudest and most influential voice you hear is your own inner voice, your own self-critic, so to speak, speaking to yourself. You can either speak negative things to yourself in your inner voice, or you can speak positive things to yourself. And the root of your happiness is your joy. And don't let anyone steal that from you. Identify through self-awareness the attitudes that hold you back or propel you forward. Now, when I get stuck in my hump, and I get to my hump, and it seems like it takes a little extra strength to get over it, I just have to think of things to be creative, to choose to be rejuvenated to get there. I have no doubt that I'm going to get there, but I sometimes have to recalculate in my mind, body, and spirit how I'm going to do it. And so that's what you may have to do. You may have to reassess and revamp some things to try to figure out how to get over the hump. Let's call this hump day empowerment, if you will. Let me tell you, if you change your focus, you change your attitude. Happiness is yours to create. We all want to be happy and fulfilled. Often, though, we determine or we demand, let me say, too much of life to determine our happiness. We set strict criteria for what will make us happy. When those criteria are met, we develop attitudes that only make it worse. The most basic, most revealing question you could ask yourself is, what does it take to make me happy? Now, how does happiness and hump day go together? Let me tell you. If you get stuck, you're unhappy. If you do the work to get over the stuck place in your life and you make it through to the other side, trust me, that is happiness. You have to turn your attitude into action. Once we make a choice to get over our humps, once we get stuck in the middle of it and we make a choice to get over the middle of what we're going through, you know, we have to turn that attitude into an action. And there's four things that we must do in order to do that once we make our decisions and make our minds up. We have to focus on handling the stress. Sometimes hump day or in the middle of it can give you stress. We have to identify the negative, the pessimistic thoughts. We need to look at, or how am I saying this? Is this negative? Is this positive? How am I feeding myself? What am I telling myself? You have to tell a supportive person. I always tell everyone, get a celebration team. If it's one person, someone that is celebratory of your life, and tell that supportive person how you feel. And, you know, talk to them about how you're going to settle the situation, how you're going to take that attitude of getting over it, over your middle of it, and stuck in that place to action and resolving that problem. If sometimes people say to assign a numerical value to your problem. Is this a 10? Is this a 9? Is this an 8? Is this a 2? Don't sweat the small stuff, in other words. That is great advice that I use myself. I challenge myself to prioritize what my middle of it is. Is it really that devastating, or am I making it that devastating? And give it an assignment as to how you will deal with it. I want to talk a little bit next about how to kind of, once you're over the hump, once you're over the middle of it, that thing, that mess, that person, that situation, that circumstance, once you get on the other side of it or on your way to the other side of it, these are some things that I use every day, and this is so that you don't even get stuck at all. But if you do get stuck, prayer for each day. This is my prayer. Lord, no matter what today brings, I trust you with it. Doesn't matter what my in the middle of it is, whatever it is that has me stuck, whatever it is that has that hump there trying to keep me from getting over it. I know it is not larger than the God that I serve. So, Lord, I trust you with it. Number two, I will not enable myself to wreck myself. I will check myself in all that I do. And in saying that, that goes back to what we just spoke about, making choices, making our focus something that we can use to make choices and changes. And we're not going to use in the middle of it, the hump day, the hump in our lives, to wreck ourselves and to say, oh, my goodness, I can't make it. This is too much. This is just, I don't know. We're going to use it to say, yes, I can. I can do anything that I put my mind to do, and I will do it wisely, and I will do it without stress, and I will do it with wisdom. Next, I will ask for help when I need it. Sometimes we get stuck in that middle of it and we won't ask for help because pride gets in the way. You have to seek wise counsel. And it's great to seek wise counsel, but you need to make up your own mind. You use wise counsel to evaluate and to add to what you already feel. And then you make up your own mind. Nothing is worse than getting over something or trying to go through something based on somebody's total recommendation to you, and you don't own it, and you feel very out of sorts because you did not take the power that lies within to make that choice yourself. Also, this is one thing that I've learned from my pastor that I've always remembered. I will let God do the heavy lifting. I will not take that stress on. I will not carry all those things that I cannot change, but I will have the wisdom to know the difference and how to change it. If I've done all I can do and I can't do anymore, hey, God is bigger than me. I'll let him do the heavy lifting. The next one, I will embrace change. I say the acronym for change is creating hope and newfound great expectations in my life. I will create change, create hope, create newfound. That's stuff that I don't even know about that I can do. That means I will stretch myself and I will have great expectations in my life because that is what I choose. And then I love this one. It comes from Van Zandt. And I love this because she says, I will live my life in peace and not pieces. I refuse to fall apart. That's what I'm saying to myself. I refuse to fall apart. I think that you are so awesome because I am awesome, and God says that we're awesome. I just wanted to give you a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of empowerment for today. When you're stuck in the middle of it, remember that you can make the choice. You can take the choice to make your focus, to change your attitude, and to just focus on the things that will help you get through it. Talk to yourself in a positive way. Have your celebratory team or person in your life that can help you through it. I love the fact that most decisions will make us or break us is what we choose. But this is what I say about your dream. If you're stuck in the middle of your dream, always remember this. A decision based on emotion can destroy a dream. I'll say that again. A decision based on emotion can destroy a dream. Don't be stuck in the middle of it. Get frustrated. Make the choice to give up, to quit, to throw in the towel because emotionally you have not been empowered or have not empowered yourself. So I say to you today, remember that transformation begins with you. And in everything that you do, you can make it through, and you don't have to be stuck in the middle of it. You have the power to dream. You have the power to change. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. Until next time, remember, transformation begins with you. Bye-bye now.